Welcome back to Columbus, Ohio. We are getting set for Ohio State hosting Wisconsin. Tip-off looming right now. Any final thoughts before the game, partner?
I mean, look, on paper, this should be an easy win for the Buckeyes. I have the faith right now. I am excited to see the Buckeyes go out there and just put up a dominant performance against a conference rival.
This game being simulcasted on ESPN 1440 AM radio. You can listen live here on SGSR. Port Tepping alongside Joe Malinger with you here. Head coach for the Buckeyes, Kevin McGuff, in his third season under the helm. And for the Wisconsin Badgers, Jonathan Sippes, head coach for Wisconsin. McGuff all time at 3-1 versus Wisconsin as head coach for Ohio State. And as both teams enter the floor, Wisconsin wearing all red uniforms with a white stripe. Buckeyes in their own white uniforms as we get set to go here in Columbus. Should be a good one between Wisconsin and Ohio State. Of course, the Badgers are looking for their first conference win of the season. They're coming off a demolishing loss, a dismantling loss, really, to the Penn State Nittany Lions this past Monday. Tip one by the Buckeyes in the hands of Kiara Lewis. Gets it out to Kelsey Mitchell, the all-time leading three-point scorer in Ohio State history. Back to the top of the key to Kiara Lewis. Swings it around to Calhoun. Calhoun guarded on the wing that time by Van Leeuwen. Gets it out this time to the low block. Here's Kiara Calhoun. Kelsey Mitchell feeds it down low to Calhoun in the paint. Kicks it over. 10 on the shot clock. Drive into the paint, and the layup is good. Kiara Lewis.
What I love about that with the Ohio State offense, one of the big reasons they're a big scoring offense this year, you saw the way they were passing that ball around.
And now a steal by Kiara Lewis. Here she comes driving into the paint, draws the foul, counts the basket, and one.
I mean, I don't think the Buckeyes could have asked for a better start of the game than this.
I couldn't agree with you more, partner. So Kiara Lewis will head to the line. Buckeyes leading 4-0 out of the game with 9:23 to go in the first half. This to make it a three-point play opportunity. And the free throw by Lewis is good. So already it's a 5-0 deficit for the Badgers. It's the reason why they have not been successful in this conference play so far this season, is the fact that they have not been able to start off early and get into a rhythm.
Well, if you give up that many turnovers to start a game, you're not going to be able to put up any points.
Ball in the hands now of Marcia Howard. Gets it over to Kayla McMorris. Feeds it down low. Van Leeuwen puts up the jump hook, no good, and is out of bounds, and it will be Ohio State ball. So when you're a team like Wisconsin, you're a little bit undersized, and you're looking to get some momentum going in your favor, what are some key defensive plays you're going to have to make tonight? And as bringing up the court now is Kelsey Mitchell, gets it into the hands of Calhoun. Here's an open three, off the mark, rebounded that time by McMorris for the Badgers.
Well, about to say now. If Wisconsin does want to get a star on defense, one of the things they do have to paint is Kelsey Mitchell. Her scoring, if she starts early, it can spell doom for the Badgers right away.
The air ball on that shot by Kayla McMorris, 6 foot junior out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Played her high school ball at Park Center High School. Electrifying start for the Buckeyes. They lead 5-0 here with 8:30 to go in the first quarter. Here's a drive by Lewis. Puts it up, and the layup is good that time on the assist from Kayla McMorris. Sierra Calhoun brings it up the court, out to Kelsey Mitchell. Working from the top of the key now is Alexa Hart.
Buckeyes really passing the ball around, trying to look for the open ground on the court right now.
Sierra Calhoun with the ball now beyond the three-point line. Obviously looking to penetrate. Here's an open three for Kelsey Mitchell. That's good. She drains it. Kelsey Mitchell makes it an 8-2 game. 6-point lead for the Buckeyes.